Welcome to the very first episode of Bee Snaps, the podcast, which is named after my Facebook group of the exact same name. In this episode, I'm going to share a bit about me, what to expect in this podcast, and I'm also going to run down my 5 of 8 best tips on how to choose a killer WordPress theme with zero regrets, zero. Hey, Amanda Ross here, and who the heck am I and why do you give a crap? Let me tell you, you gorgeous thing. Darling, let me tell you, you gorgeous thing, darling. I started building websites in the early 2000s after I left the corporate world of retail management. I then worked in an IT education consulting company where I led like these monstrous $500,000 projects, their marketing projects, event management projects on an international scale, like all around the world, with a growth rate of 20% year over year for 6 years. Then I decided to dive into something completely different because why wouldn't I? Why not? Because, you know, that's just the kind of gal I am. So I went into real estate. I quickly, though, ended up back in leadership where I managed 2 different very large real estate companies with over 200 agents. And I helped grow both brands to becoming leaders in their neighborhood, community, sort of target areas, implemented technologies and processes to keep them lean and efficient. Efficiency, man, it's awesome. It's one of my favorite things. And I also mentored tons of small business owners within that to become leaders within their target areas and their own markets. I also was a contributor to a national real estate magazine every month and was a certified mentor with Buffini. And I also trained with the local real estate board. So I would go in and hold live training for them, for realtors all around Ontario, which is in Canada, just in case you don't know. After a few years of that, I decided it was time to focus on my passion, what really fired me up and what I loved doing, which was web and graphic design. So I started doing my own thing 100% on my own full time in 2013. And it just sort of evolved over years, and Sparkology Lab, which is my main business, became something a little bit different. Still similar, but a little bit different. But I also then built out a division called Brand in a Snap. So at Sparkology Lab, I develop custom products for my clients. Big, huge, massive custom websites and membership platforms and LMS platforms and things like that. One of those was actually sold for $55,000. Yes, it was. Brand in a Snap is a little bit different. I really wanted to be able to help women entrepreneurs who are focusing on the online space, who are frustrated and sort of feel bamboozled maybe by this industry, because I know that it's easy to get bamboozled and it can be pricey. It's not cheap. I, you know, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to have me create something custom. However, I thought, what is a way that I can help these women still get everything I could create for them without the full blown 5 months to build it, you know, the whole thing. So I created something called, this is why it's called Brand in a Snap. So it's quick. Everything is ready to go. So all those questions of what membership platform do I use and how do I make it work with the online courses, and do I need to buy this online learning management system, and how do I make it work with social media, and how does my MailChimp attach to that? Don't worry about it. I've done it all for you. All you have to do is make it your own. Plus, the whole onboarding is live with me in a group. We go through a whole bunch of things together because I don't want you to get lost. I never do things to go, well, they paid for it and that's great. No, man. I want you to pay for it, love it, breathe it, tell the world. That's what I want. And the only way to do that is to make sure you actually do the things. So the best way to do that is with me. That's what it is. I'm on a mission, I guess. I'm on a mission to make having something like powerful, super easy and manageable and not scary. I want you to love it and feel confident and empowered and like you own that shit. So that's really the goal with Brand in a Snap without the big, huge, you know, $30,000 price tag.
And we never thought this would be easy. It's a gift when you actually give that to people who have been under so much stress about their website. I cannot thank you enough for everything that you've done and just the person that you are, because you're so easy to work with. And when we don't understand things, you're so good at explaining them to us on a level that we will understand. And it has really taken us from being terrified of technology to accepting technology to starting to love technology. And I would say we will be full lovers of technology by the end of the year.
Yes.
And just not afraid to move forward. So thank you so much for everything that you've done. It's been amazing.
Oh, shucks. Gosh, I'm all don't know how to handle. You know how I am. I don't know how to handle stuff like that, but thank you.
So that was Lynn Hand, one of my clients who I did develop a massive, huge online learning management and membership platform for. It took about 5 months for us to complete that. We are now working on building a whole bunch of other things, a whole bunch of interactive adult learning, e-learning courses, programs. She's actually in episode 4, where she shares on how to start and lead a successful nonprofit. So definitely check in that one. It's awesome. So enough about me. I think you get the gist of who I am, what I'm about, and hopefully as you go through more of these podcast episodes, you're going to learn more about me and that I love learning. So I bring people in that I want to learn stuff from, or even if we do something similar that I know that I can still learn stuff from them. So I want to just dig it out and hear it from them, right? Almost every single episode that I've recorded so far, I have notes. I have pages of notes that I'm taking because I'm loving just learning from other people. I soak that in. So that's sort of what we're going to get here. We're going to have all kinds of really good stuff about that. The podcast focuses on the brand and the Snap audience. So women online entrepreneurs or small business owners and leaders who want to build an engaging online brand that excites your audience. I also love tactical stuff, so I really like to break it down and say, like, how can they do it? Like, so if the audience wanted to do this today, what do they do? Give me real things that they can go and start doing right now. So some of the upcoming episodes will be, we've got sales funnels going on, Pinterest stuff. The Pinterest one was killer. I don't pay attention to Pinterest, so I loved this one. It was really, really cool. The sales funnel, there was some things in there that I just never even knew existed. So it was really cool. Online course builds, which was awesome with Hazel. I mean, this girl knows her stuff about online courses. It's really cool to hear even how she figures out what topic. She goes deep into how to figure it out and what topic would be right for your target market. Very, very cool. Crowdfunding with Ramonda. If you want to know about crowdfunding, like, I mean, I thought I knew because I had actually done some research on it, but I knew nothing. She knows all the things. It was awesome. We got visibility coming up. We got money management, websites, of course, because hello, that's what I do, girlfriends. So lots of stuff, all kinds of really good, deep dive, tactical, awesome things. So I really hope that you're going to learn from me, because that's really what I want. I want to learn. I want to learn from them. So I'm hoping that you learn too. Before I share my 5 of 8 things that you must check before spending a dime on a WordPress theme, I want to know if you've ever wondered how to create a brand that actually speaks directly to your target market. I'm not talking about copywriting necessarily. I'm talking about the brand itself, all the elements of what a brand is and how to make sure that it's relating to that target market. It's so important. And it took me a while to sort this one out, but I did. And I finally thought, well, actually, what I did was I actually reached out to a whole bunch of Facebook groups that I'm a part of and said, what would you want to learn the most from me? And I wrote down a couple of different things, and this is what people really wanted to know. So I built it. I created a workbook, and it's awesome. So I hope you love it, and I hope that you get it and download it and try it and start to really see how you can build in some really cool things that will really speak to your market. There's lots of different ways that your brand is saying something to somebody. So it's important to know what those things are and what those touch points are going to be. So head over to brandandasnap.com/allthethings, no spaces, brandandasnap.com/allthethings to download this killer workbook that I made for y'all. And if you're anything like me, you're going to love it because it's tactical, actionable, doable. So go get it. Go get it now. Don't wait. Get on it. Do it. Don't miss it. If you are, you know, listening to me in a place that you do not have data, so you can't go get it right now, because I'm going to assume that if you can and you're able to use your phone because you're not driving, if you're driving, do not do this. But if you are not driving, then definitely just go there right now. Download it right now. What are you waiting for? If you are in a place where you cannot do that, then if you love voice apps, then say, hey, Google, remind me to grab the download from Brandon Snap in an hour or whatever time is best for you, or Siri or Alexa, whoever you're using, okay? Put it in your calendar, whatever, so that you can get it later. Don't forget. I promise you're going to love it. All right, let's do this. Now, if you've ever had to choose or find or buy a WordPress theme, you may realize that finding one that does good things and does all the things you need is a little bit harder than maybe you thought. It's an unfortunate thing. It's, you know, WordPress is such a killer and amazing and awesome tool, and it's open source and I love it. And I've been using WordPress for years, and I think it's the only place that really any small to medium, even large businesses should be using, because it allows so much flexibility and allows the user to really be able to build things and do things that are super awesome that they'd, you know, you'd never be able to do on an old school website with just code, which is how I used to, I learned back in the 2000s is you build in code. And so I would make this weird code and out pop this beautiful thing. And I was like, this is amazing. We don't have to do that anymore though. We use WordPress and it's awesome. And WordPress is the number one platform that's used worldwide. I think it owns about 30% of the market, and nothing really touches it. I mean, it's like a whole bunch of other tiny little things after that. There's nothing even close to 30%. WordPress is it. And what I love about it is that you take it, you own it, it's yours, right? Like, it's open source. You just kind of take it, you put it on your own site, your own host, and it's your baby. You make it what you want. WordPress also has an amazing community because it is so awesome and huge. There's all these people that build out beautiful, great things, plugins, themes, all kinds of stuff, apps, add-ons, everything. It's awesome. You just have to know when to choose something and when not to choose something. You have to do your research, you have to be diligent, because unfortunately there are people out there that build things and they look good, but they're actually not really that usable. They're not user friendly. They don't maybe do what you really think, or to make it happen, it's super difficult and nobody wants that. You want it to be easy, and you want it to be, you want it to do all the things that you expect it to do and things that you don't want to assume. And I think that's another thing that happens, is we as humans assume that some things are going to happen. And that's not really what happens. I had clients that they got a theme and they looked at it. They looked at it live, a live demo, and it was beautiful and it did all this stuff. And when they got it, it didn't do that. And actually, if you read the description in the small print, it actually says that what it shows you in the demo can't be done unless you do something a certain way. And if you do it that certain way, you're crazy, because it was about podcasts and they were basically saying the only way to make it work, the only way to make this beautiful thing work that we're basically saying is awesome about our theme and why you should get it, this beautiful thing, only works if you upload the podcast to your own hosting site, which is ridiculous. Nobody does that because it's not even on iTunes then. Like, what are you talking about? You're not going to do that. So it made no sense to bog down. It never makes sense to upload a whole bunch of huge files to your own hosting site. I mean, unless you have a huge hosting and you're super fast and all that stuff, okay, fine. But most aren't, right? Like, most are smaller and you don't want to waste that space because it bogs down your whole website when you do that kind of stuff. So it was crazy. And that way they couldn't use a proper podcasting. So you wouldn't get any stats. You wouldn't get any, you know, when did they drop off? When did they finish the whole episode? How many people? What, like, it made no sense. I was like, oh man. So it really sucked for them. And so they brought me in to fix their issues. And we did that, and the website looked amazing after. So they were happy with that. So you have to be really, really careful. I'm sure that author of that theme had the best intentions. But sometimes they don't totally understand maybe what they're building, for who they're building it for, and how it's actually going to be used. They just think, oh, this looks pretty and people are going to love it. Well, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be really careful. And so I don't want you to buy something and be upset and annoyed and frustrated with it. So you want to use WordPress for sure. But and it's awesome. And why is it awesome? I mean, it's awesome because, like I said, 30% use it. It's super versatile. It's open source. The community. It's quick setup. As long as you're getting a really good theme that you're choosing. So if you're ready to get started, I'm going to go through 5 ways, and we're going to use ThemeForest, one of the number one places to buy themes. ThemeForest, made by Envato Market. ThemeForest.net is what it is. And it's awesome. I've been using ThemeForest. I buy stuff from them all the time. I actually am I pay a monthly membership fee to them because I use images, because of what I do with clients and stuff. I'm constantly downloading new images for all kinds of things and videos and all kinds of things. So I actually pay their monthly membership to access all kinds of different stuff. So let's get into these 5 things. So number one is know your budget. Knowing how much you're willing to spend is really important. So if you say, you know, how much do I think a theme is, you know, I'm going to say I could spend $30. $30 isn't a terrible amount, but I would recommend saying $60. $60 US as a max budget, you can get amazing themes with that. The theme I generally use, I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to sway your opinion or anything, but I generally use one theme and I love it. And, it costs me $40 US and I use it all the time. Make sure you know what your budget is. And that way you won't stumble upon a theme that you love, but it's out of your price range. So when you go to Themeforest, actually put in your max budget. So you're not even seeing those other themes. Okay. Cause they can go up to like a grand easy. So make sure that you are putting in that dollar amount. Number two is that you really, 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 really have to check if it's responsive, meaning mobile friendly. Mobile friendly is by far one of the most important things that matters because people are on their mobile. I'm not sure if you know, but people are on their mobile. So even designing for mobile nowadays, a lot of designers don't do this, but like you have to. Designing for mobile is critical. So you've got to do that. You've got to think about it. You've got to make sure that the theme you buy is actually mobile friendly. The way little trick to do this is if you look at a theme and you click the live version of it, so you can see a live preview, go to the live preview and then sort of grab the right or left side of your screen tab, whatever that is, and drag it right or left so that it squishes, like it goes skinny, if this makes sense, to see how the text and the boxes and the images all are handled when the size of your screen changes, okay? So you can start to see what it would do when it sort of got to the size of maybe a tablet and then maybe a mobile, right? So you can see what goes on there. So it's really important that it's really easy to read, that everything still looks good. Those are really important things. So definitely check that out. Number three, how old is it? It's important to look. There is a little created date on the Themeforest on the right side. There's an area there that says when it was actually created. So we want it to have some legs. We want it to be around for a little bit, you know, a month. That's too soon in my opinion, unless it's built by an author that's already built some other ones that have been around for a long time. That's different. But if it's too new, that's concerning. Okay. So you do want it to have a little bit of legs. So you want it to be around for, you know, a while, a year, like something like that. We want to have some time on this. So the one I use, I think it's been around since 2013 or 2014. So it's been around a long time. So it's important that happens. Also, you also want to take a look at, just as an aside, this is like 3B. I'm giving you an extra here, is the updated date. We don't want it to be too old, right? We want the updated date to be very recent. So within a month, we want to know that they're updating the theme consistently and regularly, because WordPress updates all the time for security issues, because they're really, really big on, you know, trying to nip any security issues and malware and hacking and all that good stuff. Well, that bad stuff, I guess, in the butt. So anytime WordPress updates, we want to make sure that any theme builder is also updating as WordPress is doing updates as well, so that they're keeping up with all the changes that are happening with WordPress. So we want to make sure that updated date is also very recent. Number four is the average rating. So it's important to know what other people think, you know. So what do they say? You know, if it's a rating of 3 stars out of 5, this is not good. Okay. So a 3-star theme, I'm concerned. Okay. 4 stars is a must for me. I'm not going to buy anything without a 4-star rating at a minimum. A theme with a lower rating could be okay if, and only if, the author made updates. If you can see that some of the reviews and things like that were from, you know, 6 months ago, and those are the ones that are giving the bad reviews, but more recently they're getting good reviews, and check there. You can always see what have they actually updated and when they updated. That's all down below. So you can see everything that's been going on. So if they've been updating it and they're listening to the client and fixing things, then and only then would I consider a lower rating, like buying a theme of a lower rating than 4 stars. So you also want to see how many times has it actually been downloaded. If it hasn't been downloaded that often, that's a, you know, obviously right away, that's pretty concerning, especially if it's been around a while. If it's been around a long time and it doesn't have very many downloads, this is a problem for us. It's a big problem. So we want to make sure that people are actually using it, that it's, you know, a good one. And you could, I mean, if you wanted to experiment with it and give it a try, well, that's fine. You want to make sure that it's not a super expensive theme that you're going to regret doing this for. Make sure that you check that piece out as well. So there you go. Those are my 5 quick tips on figuring out which WordPress theme makes the most sense. Okay, guys, so that was my 5 things. Now there are 3 more. There are actually 8 super important things that you should be looking at to make it easy to pick a really good WordPress theme. And I wanted to make it even extra easy for you. So I created a calculator so you can go through, compare what you've done, answer these 8 questions, and a number will spit out and it will say whether that is a dud or a stud. So that means whether you should buy it or not. So visit brandonasnap.com/allthethings and you can get access to the calculator there as well. So brandonasnap.com/allthethings to get access to the WordPress calculator. Definitely check out the Facebook group B-Snaps, just like the podcast B-Snaps, to connect with women who are building engaging creative brands, to get tips, live brainstorming, watch parties. We're doing all kinds of cool stuff over there. We're having fun. It's good times. We're just growing like weed. It's amazing. I'm loving everybody that's coming on board. So definitely check it out. The community is killer. So check that out. That is it for this first episode of the B-Snaps podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that I added value to you today. And catch me in the next episode. I'm excited to get that one going. And that is all sales funnels all day. Sales funnels all day, ladies. Have a kick-ass day.